Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Nun Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins at the bottom of Nun Gimel Omid Beis. In the Mishnah that we learned at the end of our previous shiur, we spoke about a woman who has a blood flow on the Bein Hashmoshes, the dusk period of the day, the end of the day, after sundown, on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva. That is the last day of the Yemei Ziva, which represents the transition from the Yemei Ziva into the Yemei Nida. So a blood flow during that time, Bein Hashmoshes, represents a Sofek. So that creates a situation where the woman doesn't know, is that blood flow associated with the Ziva days, or does it represent the beginning of the Nida days, which would mean she's Tamea for an automatic 7 days. If it were the Ziva days, so it would not result in her being Tamea, other than the day itself of the blood flow. So the Mishnah mentioned that they are called to'os. Rabbi Yeshua made a comment and said as follows. He said, "Ad she'atem misaknim es ha-shoytos, bo'u v'tiknu es ha-pikhos." Until you come, or instead of coming to try to rectify things for the shotos, the idiots. Regarding that point, the Gemara asks, where do you have shotos in this case? All you have is, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, is a woman who doesn't know where she is holding. But that's a far cry from classifying her as a shoita, as an idiot. The Gemara, second line from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yeshua, Ad she'atem misaknim es ha-shoytos v'chulei. The Gemara asks, Hani, top of Nun Dalet Amav, Shoytos ninu, to'os ninu. Why does the Mishnah refer to them as shoytos when the only problem they have is that they are to'os? They don't know where they are holding. They're mistaken, so to speak, in where they are holding regarding their calculations. Are they in Nida days or in Ziva days? Ela tani to'os. Rather, understand or rectify or correct the Mishnah and say to'os. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, instead of coming to the assistance of the to'os, why not help the women that actually know when they saw a blood flow, but nevertheless need help in calculating their situation, as the Gemara now goes on to demonstrate. Desanya. This is a Tanaic source, and the expression Desanya usually comes to explain that which was just stated before. But in this case, Rashi at the top says Desanya is Lifrushe Pikhos de Masnisen Kosi. This is coming to explain the term Pikhos that Rav Yeshua used in the Mishnah. Rav Yeshua said, instead of dealing with the women who don't know when their blood flow took place, namely Bein Hashmoshes of Yud Aleph, they don't know whether it's Yemei Ziva or the beginning of Yemei Nida. What about a woman who knows when she saw the blood flow, but nevertheless there is a need to calculate her days, as will be explained now. As we go on in the Gemara, and the word pikhos means a woman who is aware of something. She's aware of when she saw the blood. It was clear. It's not a Bein Hashmoshos situation. You'll notice in our Nosei Mivneh heading in the margin, where we feature a double underline, and we've written Cheshboinos Shel Isha, a very general type of introductory remark, but you will see it's self-explanatory as we go through the Gemara. They are calculations regarding a woman, and we're talking about women who know when they saw the blood. So, Tesanya. Actually, before we go ahead anymore, just skim down the page and notice all the double underlined expressions. They feature alternating units of time where the woman sees blood and then doesn't see. So the first example is Yoyimechotom ev Yomechotor. The next example is Shnei Yomimtem, 2 days she sees and 2 days not. And the numbers go on, 3, 4, 5, etc. And it continues on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. There is a final installment right at the end of the perek where it speaks about 9 and 10 days in an alternating fashion. Just to remind ourselves of something that we've mentioned many times as we go through this Masechta, that the Torah approach, not the practical halach approach, but the Doraisa approach to the woman, is that when she starts seeing blood after, let us say, either the first time as a maturing girl or after a long period of not seeing blood, when she starts a blood flow, that makes her into a nidah. That means she's tmeya for 7 days automatically, at the end of which there begins an 11-day period, which are called the Yemei Ziva. So a sum total of 18 days are accounted for, 7 and 11. During those 11 days, if she sees blood on 1 or 2 days, she keeps the next day as a clean day. That means in the hope of not seeing any blood, she is nevertheless forbidden to her husband on that clean day. If that clean day goes by, so she's muteris to her husband after going to the mikveh. When those 11 days pass and she has not seen blood, so the next blood sighting will reactivate the cycle and she'll become a nida and then ziva days as we just described. If, however, during the 11 ziva days she has a 3-day consecutive blood flow, that will make her into a zava gedola, which requires her to keep 7 clean days, during which she is forbidden to her husband, and she must make sure that she doesn't have any blood flow, after which she goes to the mikveh and brings a sacrifice. And after the 7 clean days go by, assuming that she's now out of the 11 ziva days, the 11 days that are designed for ziva, the next blood sighting would once again make her into a nida. But she cannot become an actual nida unless she goes through the 7 clean days. Turning back now to the Gemara, the Sanya, Yoimechotomei v'yomechotohor. A woman has daytime blood sightings. One day she sees, and the next day not. The third day she sees, the fourth day not, etc. So, what happens? Mishameshes shmini velelo imo. If you make the calculation, you will discover that on the 8th day she will be able to have relations, and the night following the 8th day. The 8th day means from the nighttime of ushering in the 8th day, and the 8th daytime and the night following it. That's the night leading into the 9th. Day 9 is a day when she sees blood. So you have a woman here who has seen blood on alternating days, day 1, 3, 5, and 7. Those first 7 days anyway, from the fact she saw blood on the first of those 7 days, that makes her into a nida automatically for 7 days. On the 7th day, she also saw blood. However, the blood flow stops at the end of the 7th day, and she goes to mikveh, and at that night already she is muteris. That's the night into the 8th. The 8th day also is a blood free day. The night following the 8th day is also blood free until 9th day daytime, when she sees a blood flow that will make her tamea. So she'll be tamea on day 9. Day 10, she has to observe as a clean day, so she's not allowed to have relations on day 10. However, the night following day 10, she will be muteris in having relations. She'll have a sighting on day 11. That will make her usher on day 12, but the night following that, she will be muteris. And that continues so that the calculation results as follows. We say that she has this woman who's seeing in this alternating fashion. She's allowed to have relations on day 8 plus the night following it. The arba leilos mitoich shmoina asar yom, and beyond that day 8 acknowledgement that we just made, 4 more nights will be allowed for her to have relations within the 18 days that we mentioned earlier. The 18 days meaning the 7 nido days plus the 11 zivo days. If you calculate the number of times she'll be allowed, the number of time units or periods that she'll be allowed to have relations, so as we said, day 8 and the night following it, plus an additional 4 nights. If, however, this woman experiences her blood flows at the beginning of the evenings, instead of what we described as daytime sightings, but rather the woman has her blood flows and in the evenings, so eino mishameshes elo shmini bilvad, she'll be allowed to have relations only on day 8 alone, because, as we said, she had a sighting on day 7. Day 8, she has no sighting, so she's muteris day 8. However, the night following day 8, she already has a sighting, which we call the day, that's called the 9th. The 10th will be forbidden. The 11th is a time of sighting, but the 11th sighting begins at night already, so she won't be muteris. Hence, in this one-day alternating fashion, out of a period of 18 days, she'll be muteris only on, as we said, day 8. Another calculation, shnei yomim tameim u'shnei yomim toirim. If it happens in this alternating fashion, in a two-day alternating fashion, 2 yes, 2 no. Days 1 and 2 she sees, 3, 4 no, 5, 6 yes, 7, 8 no. So then, mishameshes shmini u'shnei mosar v'shisha asar v'esrim. Now Rashi points out that from at this point on, we're going to be speaking about sightings that take place during the night. So to get a feel for this two-day alternating fashion, we have a little diagram in the margin where you can see a type of timeline. The numbers above the line are days when she does not see, and the numbers below the line are when she does see. So what you see here is day 1, 2 she sees, 3, 4 no, 5, 6 yes, 7, 8 no. At the end of day 7, 7 is the end of the nido days, but just so happens that day 7 she didn't have any sighting. Day 8 she doesn't have any sighting, so she's muteris on day 8 to her husband. Day 9 and 10 she has sightings. As a result of that, day 11 she's forbidden because of shemeris yom keneged yom. She has to observe a clean day for a sighting during the zivah period. Day 12, she'll be muteris, because day 12 is a non-seeing day, and it's during the Yemei Ziva, so there's no problem. 13 and 14 are days where she sees, hence 15 is knocked out. But 16 is a non-seeing day as well, but it's okay, because she already observed 15 as her clean day. 17 and 18 are knocked out, they are seeing days. 19 is a day that we say that she's not allowed to have relations, and day 20 she would be allowed. So the calculation in the Brisa says that when you have this shneim tmeim shneim torim mishameshes shmini, she has relations on 8. You can see we've circled those numbers, 8 and shneim asar, the 12th, shisha asar, the 16th. v'esrim, the 20th. The Gemara asks, v'tishamish nami b'chasar, why don't we allow relations on the 19th? Now, the 19th is, in effect, the beginning of what would be the Yemei Nida, because after 18, we finished the Yemei Ziva. There were 7 and 11, and now 19 represents the beginning of the Nida period. Why doesn't she have, and she doesn't see that day, so why doesn't she, why don't we account for relations then? So the answer, two answers. Omar of Sheshes, Zoyus Emeris, Gargaron, Disnan, Osir. Let's take a look in Rashi. You'll find Rashi under the Gemara section in the medium-sized lines. The Tishamish Bechassar, the Kaimelim Perik Achron, Yom Achadosor Limei Ziva. The Gemara at the end of this Perik says that the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva, even though she sees blood that day, and it's true she's usher to have relations on that day, Lo Boi Shimur Yom Keneged Kenegdo, as opposed to all the other days of the Ziva cycle. The 11 Ziva days, when she sees blood, we say she has to observe the next day as a clean day. It doesn't apply to day 11. V'zu lama b'shameres yutes b'shvil yutches shusov Ziva. So in our case, why is the woman observing day 19 as a clean day for day 18, when day 18 was the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva, and hence she doesn't need to have a clean day for that? So Rav Sheshes answered, you want to know why we aser that? Gargaron, Rashi goes on, Gargaron, the Snan, Beperek, Tinoikis, Haroya, Yoim, Yudalef, Vitovlo, Liyoim, Shela, Achrov. A woman who saw blood on day 11, which is the last day, 11 is also 18, because it's, 11 is the continuation of the first 7 Nida days, 7 plus 11, so it comes out to day 18. If she sees blood on that last day of the Yemei Ziva, the Tavla, and then she immersed herself in the mikveh, the Tavla liyoyim shel achra v'shimsha v'robo bayom, and let's say after having gone to the mikveh and then having relations the next day, that was what we call day 19, and then she saw blood, beis hilul oimrim harezu gargaron. This is a Gargaron is a person who is he's overzealous in his eating. He eats a lot or is a lustful type person. Shelo himtin yoimzeh, he didn't wait that day. Umehach brisa de katoni umeshameshes yoim esrim velo yoim yutes. From this brisa that says that she's allowed to have relations on day 20 and not on day 19. Shaminon de osur lios gargaron leshamish biyoim yudbeis. Im haroya biyud aleph, that even though it's technically speaking not a prohibition on a Torah level, like you would say with regard to shemeres yom keneged yom, which is prohibited on a Torah level, nevertheless, she did have a sighting on day 18, which is day 11. A person should observe some type of abstinence and not rush into relations on the next day, day 19. So Rav Sheshes says, you see from this brisa that which Beis Hillel says, this kind of person who couldn't wait is a gargaron. It is actually something that is usher, that it's a day that's prohibited to have relations. Once again, that if there was a sighting on day 11, the last day of the Yemei Ziva, the next day a person should abstain from relations. Rav Ashi Omar, Nihi Dechad Oser Lo Bo Shimur, granted, day 11 does not generate the need for Shimur. Asiri Miha Bo Shimur. In our chart, we had a sighting on day 10 and 11. What about day 10? Where is the clean day for day 10 in our picture? So, as a result of that, the clean day for day 10 will be not day 11, but the next day, which is in effect day 19. I hope these numbers aren't too confusing, because there's a dual numbering system for the same day. Day 10 could be referred to as day 17, insofar as day 10, it's the 10th day of the Yemei Ziva, which comes after the 7 days of the Yemei Nida. So after having observed 7 Nida days, and now you're into the 10th day of the Yemei Ziva, so it works out to be day 17. She had a blood sighting. Day 18, she also has a blood sighting. So where is the clean day for day 10 or day 17? So that is what day 19 is used for. And as a result of that, day 19 is not a day that we allow relations. Now the Brisa continues. It says Shloshi Yomim Tameim, Shloshi Yomim Tahurim. She sees in an alternating 3-day fashion. Mishameshes Shnei Yomim Vishuv Eino Mishameshes Leolam. This woman will have an option, an opportunity to have relations over 2 days, and after that, never again. Now, why is that? Well, the first unit of time in the 3-day scenario, 3 days she sees, the first 3 days, that makes her automatically into a Nida. So until day 7, there is nothing to talk about. She's forbidden to have relations. It just so happens that days 1, 2, and 3 she saw, 4, 5, and 6 she did not see. 7, 8, and 9 are days she sees. So 7 is the last day of the Yemei Nida. 8 and 9 are days when she sees. Those are the first 2 days of the Yemei Ziva. Day 10, 11, and 12 are days she does not see. Well, day 10 is going to be used as a clean day for day 9. 8 and 9 she saw, they were the Yemei Ziva. So day 10 is required to be observed as a clean day. 11 and 12 are days she doesn't see, so she'll be allowed to have relations on 11 and 12. However, after that, 13, 14, and 15 are days that she sees. And, of course, we have our chart on the side that you could follow this discussion with the chart. So days 13, 14, and 15 are days where she sees, and those are during the Yemei Ziva. That makes her into a Zava Gedola. That means she has to observe a continuum of 7 clean days. But this woman is not going to have 7 continuous clean days. And with that in mind, she will not be allowed to have relations ever again. The Brisa continues, bearing in mind, now that we've established this kind of pattern of when you have 3 or more consecutive blood days, so she's going to be made into a Zava Gedola. And until I get to a situation where I'll have 7 continuous clean days, if I can't achieve 7 continuous clean days, she will then be in this position that there will be, after a moment of allowance, she'll be permanently forbidden. So this concept or this phenomenon is true for the 3 alternating example, the 4-day alternating example, the 5, and the 6. Because in all of these cases, you won't have a continuum of 7 clean days. So, but when you get to the example of day 7, where it's, in other words, 7 alternating days, day 7 clean, 7 7 sighted, 7 clean, 7 sighted, 7 clean, you will be able to achieve once again a situation of heter, because there will be a continuum of 7 clean days. But as we said before, and we've highlighted this with our markings, dashed underlining the words l'oilam, you can see that in examples 3 through 6, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and 6 days in alternating fashion, all of them resulted in a prohibition of tashmish l'oilam. So we continue in our examples. Arba yomim tameim, arba yomim toirim, 4 days she sees and 4 days she does not see. Mishameshes Yoim Echad, she'll have an opportunity to have relations on 1 day. Veshuv eino mishameshes leolam. After that one day, she won't be able to have relations ever again. Chamisha yomim tameim v'chamisha yomim torim. Mishameshes shloisha yomim. She'll have three days that are available for relations. Veshuv eino mishameshes leolam. After that, she becomes a zova gedola and won't be muteris ever again, because she won't have seven consecutive clean days. Shisha yomim tameim, shisha yomim torim. Mishameshes chamisha yomim, she'll have an opportunity to have relations over 5 days. Veshuv eino mishameshes leolam. After that, she'll be prohibited permanently. Shiva yomim tameim, veshiva yomim tohurim. Here we supply a chart as well for this example. If you have this seven in alternating fashion, mishameshes revia yomel misoich chof ches yomim. Out of every unit of 28 days, a quarter of the 28 days, namely 7, which is 4 times 7 is 28, 7 out of 28 days, she will be mutera. So if we look on our chart, you'll notice the first 7, she becomes a nida. After that starts the yamei ziva, and the first 7 of the 11 ziva days, well, she doesn't see, so she's mutera. After that, there's a 7 days she sees blood, and now she's still within the Yemei Ziva, so that makes her into a Zava Gedola, so that she will have to observe a continuum of 7 clean days before the Nida cycle gets restarted. So the next unit of 7 days after that third 7, the fourth 7 are days she does not see. Those serve as the Nikiyim. The next 7 activates the Nida cycle, and the whole story goes starts all over again. So she'll be Mutera 7 out of the 28. The next example, Shmoyni Yomim Tmeim, Shmoyni Yomim Torin. If you have in this type of cycle 8 days seeing blood, 8 days no blood, then Mishameshes Chamisha Asor Yoim Mitoich Arboy Mishmoyna. If you make the calculation, you will discover that out of 48 days, there will be 15 days that she will be muteris. This is a rather elaborate calculation, so we've provided a chart for this, and the appreciation of the chart will be only if you really learn it along with the Rashi. So if you glance at the chart, which you'll find on the lower part of the page, we say she saw dam for she sees in an alternating 8 day fashion. So the first 8 days, that 7 of them are the nida days, so she's knocked out. Those are 7 tome days. The 8th day she also sees blood. That is the beginning of the yamei ziva. So day 9 she'll have to observe as a prohibited day, as was called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. That's that day 9 represents the first day of days when she does not see. So good. So day 9 accomplishes that. There's a balance of 7 days for that block of 8 days, which she will be muteris. Hence, on our chart, you can see we circled the number 7. So those are 7 muter days. Following that are 8 days where she sees. So the first of those 8 days, days 17 and 18 on the chart, they are part of the end of the Yemei Ziva. And the balance of that time, the balance of the time of those will make her into a Nida. And that continues into the, and for during that time, she's obviously a Nida, she is prohibited. However, in the next block of the next unit of time, you have days where she does not see. 7 of those days will be available for relations, so that gives you another 7 muter days. And then after that are a unit of days where she becomes a zava gedola. Those are prohibited days. Those are days that she's seeing blood and had become a zava gedola. The following 8 days, she'll have 7 of them will be her Nikiyim. which she has to observe because she had become a Zava Gedola. But so 7 is enough to get her to be Tahora. The last of that block of 8 days where she is in effect not seeing will be a day of Heter. And you can see we have that indicated with a little 1 that's encircled. And out of all of these days, you had here 6 blocks of 8 days. That's 48 days. How many days were Mutaros? 15, as you can see on the chart. Now, the chart has other information on it that will be very helpful when you learn the Rashi. And as we go on in the Gemara, we now see a brackets. The brackets are here to show, and they're for, like, for initially for skipping purposes, you would notice the brackets continues down Omid Beis. At the closing of the brackets, after that you see a framed section with, again, the double underlining. That shows you how we pick up the calculations that we are making regarding women who see blood in alternating blocks of time. And there you will see an example of 9 and 10 day units at the end of the perek. In the meantime, in the bracketed section, so we've made a note, by the way, of the reason for the brackets. So we've written on the margins, Sograyim L'shem Dilug. The brackets are for skipping the Haros, Shecheshboinus HaBraisa Mamshichem Achrem, to show that the calculations of the Braisa continue later. B'sochem Yesh Diyun L'gabi HaCheshbon Shel Tesvov, or 15 Yomim HaMutorim. Within the brackets, the Gemara is going to be focusing, how is it that you say there are 15 Mutter days, when really the feeling and the question is there should be 14 Mutter days. The Gemara asks, and in order to keep track of the of this discussion, we've used another marking. You'll notice a trapezoid form. This is here to make things easier to keep track of the give and take style of the Gemara. So the with the narrow part facing upwards, and this we feature in under our Mivneh heading. In the margin, we call this a Ma'akav. So the narrow part facing up represents Kushios, and the narrow part facing down are responses, or Tshuvos. So the Gemara asks, Hare Abesar Havu. Why do you say that in the 8 alternating fashion you come out with 15 Mutter days out of 48? Really, there are 14 Mutter days out of the 48. This question is presented in such a terse fashion that without the Rashi, it's almost impossible to understand. So we glance at the Rashi, and at the same time, we'll also try to make sense of the chart that accompanies this. Rashi, under the Tosfos, at the first of the widest lines in the Rashi, Arbeisar Havu, Kosovar Hai, the Moisiv, the understanding of the one asking this question, thinks, Sho'isho Hazois Lo Tishamesh Yoim Memches, that on day 48, which was that solitary number 1 that you may have noted on the chart, that is not a day available for Tashmish Lufi. Shehashmoina hachamishim, because the 5th unit of 8 days, Shinasis Bohenzova, during that 5th unit of 8 days, the 5th unit of 8 days were days where she saw blood. She became a Zova during that time. Ein mehen ela dalid mimei ziva. Now here, you have a point that's a very delicate point, and could be very confusing also. There are 4 that are from the Ziva days. The Ziva days are the 11 days that follow a Nida period. So on our chart, you'll notice in the 3rd unit of 8, when she was seeing, she became a Nida. Following that, there are 11 days that are called the Yemei Ziva. Well, it's true that the first of those 11 days, the first 7 of those 11 days, there was no sighting. However, on the balance of those 11 days, 4 of them, there was sighting. She saw blood days 8, 9, and 10. Those are called Yemei Ziva. V'dalet u'achroinim mimei nidohein. The balance of those days, of that unit of eight, the four remaining days of that unit of eight, are called yemei nida. Now, this is a very tricky thing. They're called yemei nida. Those are nida days, but she's not a nida because she hasn't observed the seven clean days yet. Nevertheless, the term yemei nida applies. Yemei, days that could have been nida days, we'll say. Umihu, tchilas nida lo havi. Rashi points out what we just said. She doesn't become an actual nida, calls manshelo sofra, as long as she didn't observe seven clean days to purify herself from the zov status, she doesn't become an actual nida. However, the second 4 days of that unit of 8 days where she was seeing that we called yemei nida, there is what to be gained by classifying them as yemei nida. Shekshiavo shmoinet tahirim shachrem, when the 8 clean days follow arrive, lo yalu shloisha harishonim liyemei hasfira. The first 3 of those 8 clean days will not count as clean days. The fishehain hashlomas yemei nida, because those first 3 of that group of 8 days where she does not see, in effect, is the balance of the 4 yemei nida that she had been seeing. 4 plus 3 is 7. That's a completion of a unit called yemei nida. Once again, she's not an actual nida, but those are days that she would have been able to become a nida. The yemei nida she'eino roya bohen ein oilin l'sfira zivasa. And here is the main point of the question. The days that were fit to be nida days, even though she doesn't see, even though they're clean days, so they don't count toward her 7 clean days. So those 3 days, which were the first 3 of those 8 clean days, won't be available for 7 nikiyim. So how many clean days will I have after those first 3 days? And this you can see on the chart. How many clean days will I have after those first 3 days? I only have 5 days. I don't have 7 clean days. So, being that I don't achieve 7 clean days, I can't allow day 48 to be a mutter to her husband. She's still in the middle of observing the clean days, and she... she won't ever achieve the clean days in this particular scenario. Hilkoch ein kan elo chamisha l'sfira, and therefore you only have 5 clean days in that last unit. Ukshatira yom memtes, and when she sees blood on day 49, which is another unit of 8 days where she does see. Soiseres, that will undo the clean days. V'chein kol shmoina hashviim, likewise the entire 7th unit of 8 days, which is a unit where she is seeing blood. V'ad shegia yoim samach gimol lo yashlimu yemei hatzfirasa, until she gets to day 63, she won't have a situation where she will have experienced 7 clean days. So that's all incorporated in this very brief question of why do you say 15 days are available in the 8 alternating scenario? Really only 14 days are available. And the main problem was that isolated day at day 48 on the chart. And what was the problem? Because that day 48 wasn't available because I can't consider the first 3 days, which were the Hashlomas Yemei Nida, as clean days for Ziva. The Gemara responds, you know what? It said there are 15 days. Amar Rav Ado Bar Yitzchok Zoisei Meres. From the fact that it says that there are 15 days, and that last day, that day 48, is considered a mutter day, it shows you Yemei Nidasa She'ein Roya Bohen Oylin L'Sfira Zivasa. That Yemei Nida, that she in fact does not see blood during those days do count as clean days for the Ziva. The Avaya Laho, a parallel situation, is brought in to show this conclusion. The question was once asked. Now, this is all part of an answer. That's why we have a long answer marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. But we're going to bring in a parallel case to show that even though days are classified as potential Tameh days, if there is no blood sighting during those potential Tameh days, they do count toward Tahara, as is illustrated. And we continue at the top of Amid Beis. The question was once asked, Yemei Leida Sheina Roya Bahen Mahu Shalu L'Svira Zivasa. A woman who gave birth in a situation of being a Zava, that's a situation where just prior to the birth she had 3 days of blood sighting and then gave birth. For the next 7 or 14 days, she's considered Tamea, whether or not she sees blood, by virtue of the fact that she is a Yoledes. But she's also a Yoledes that entered, or she delivered her baby after having become a Zava. So what about the clean days needed for the Ziva? Well, the issue is, let's say, after giving birth, she doesn't have any blood flow. Can we count the days that she's Tamea as a Yoledes? But by virtue of the fact she doesn't see any blood, they count as clean days for the Ziva period. So you have a very interesting situation of a woman who is Tamea because of being a Yoledes, but she could be considered gaining Tahara, gaining purity, by the fact that she doesn't see blood. That's the question. Can Tomei days count as Yomim Nikim for Ziva? In our presentation here, what we're doing is we're paralleling the Tomei Leda days, when she doesn't see blood, to the Yomei Nida that we made reference to before, which were days that were potential Nida days. Toshma, Omrav Kahana Toshma, so to resolve the issue of Yemei Leida Shena Roya Bahen, Rav Kahana says, let's try to conclude that from the following Tanaic source. Roa Soshnayim Ushlishi Pila, a woman who had 2 days of blood flow. On the third day, she experiences a miscarriage. V'eina Yadas Ma Pila, and she doesn't know what came out of her. Was it a Vlad? Was it a child? Or was it air, for example? Harezu Safek Ziva Safek Leida. This woman is called, or is classified as, a possible Ziva, and because on that day, on that third day, she might have experienced a blood flow, and as a result of that, she would have to observe 7 clean days. Safek Leida, maybe she was Mapil, maybe she miscarried a child, and that would make her Tamea for 14 days, because the child might have been a female, and a female is a 14-day Tumah period. Mevia Karban, she brings a sacrifice, because if she were either a Ziva or a Yoledes, she would have to bring a sacrifice. However, the Eino Nechal, the sacrifice cannot be eaten, because maybe she's not a Zava, and maybe she's not a Yoledes, because maybe no blood came out on that third day, and maybe she didn't give birth to anything, just was a pocket of air that burst forth. V'yemei leidasa she'ein roya bahen, and here we've dashed underline, this is the main point, the yemei leida, we mentioned there were 14 tomei days that followed this experience, those days that she doesn't see any blood, oilin lo l'sfiras zivasa, they count toward her 7 clean days that she needs to observe as a result of having a possible 3 consecutive days of sighting, which culminated in that Safek Leida. So this would ostensibly answer the question. Those days that are classified as potential, as Tomei or potentially Tomei, where she doesn't see any blood? Do they count towards being clean days? We say, yes, they count towards being clean days. Likewise, the Yemei Nida that we saw before on our chart, which were non-blood days, but they were classified as Yemei Nida, they could count because she did not see any blood during those days. The Gemara raises a question, though, and that hence you see the trapezoid form, narrow part facing up, Amar Rav Papa, Shiny Hossam. The case that you just cited with the Suffolk Yoledes doesn't answer our question. Because, Kevon de'iko le'meimar Yoledes Zohar hi, we said that she was Temeah for 14 days. And of the 14 days, 7 of them, we said if she didn't see blood during the 7 of those 14 days, that would be considered her Yemei Nikiyim. Rav Papa says, that's all fine and good, but there we can be lenient, because there's room to say maybe she gave birth to a male in the first place. Since we could say that she gave birth to a male, v'cholhani shiva yaseri dekiyavinon la, and all the second 7 days, 7 extra days that we mentioned that she is Temeah because of the possible Yoledes Nekeva, those are really 7 extra days that we imposed on her. Okay, Salki lo l'sfira zivasa, on the grounds that maybe she gave birth to a male, those second 7 days wouldn't have to be observed at all as Tomei days. Therefore, they can count toward her sfiras zivasa for her clean days, because they might not be Yemei Leida related at all in the event that she had given birth to a male child, which generates only 7 Tomei days. The Gemara responds, and this is we used a long marking here too. Omar Le Rav Huna Breder of Yoshua the Rav Papa. Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, who raised the objection, he says, Violetis Zohar equal is Fuki, Violetis Nikeva Lekol is Fuki. You're as trying to raise your point, your objection. You're saying, well, maybe she gave birth to a male. Well, but at the same time, maybe she was a female birth. And there really are 14 Tomei days, Tomei Leida days. And on the grounds that there's equal possibility that she gave birth to a Nekeva, and still the source says that the Yemei Leida that she doesn't see blood counts toward her clean days, this is a good source for concluding our question as well. El olav shmamina oilin shmamina. We can conclude the question of Yemei Leida that she doesn't see, do they count toward her clean days? By all means, they can count toward her clean days. And as we mentioned before, by the same token, the Yemei Nida, Yemei Nida that she doesn't see, as we saw on the chart at the bottom of Omer Aleph, those first, the last 3 days that were the balance of her Yemei Nida, which were days she did not see blood, they can count toward the Shiva Nikiyim. And hence, day 48 on the chart is a day allowed for Tashmish. The calculations go on. Tisha Yomim Temein, V'tisha Yomim Tahirim, she sees in an alternating unit of 9 days. Mishameshes Shmoina Yomim Mitoich Shmoina Asar. Rashi is very helpful here in these calculations, and let's look at the Rashi. Tisha Yomim Temein, Shrei Minayu, of those 9 days, the last 2 are Ziva. Because 7 days are the Nido days. Following the 7 days, you have 11 that would be called Yemei Ziva. So the end of that first unit of 9 days of seeing, the first 2 days are the beginning of the Yemei Ziva. V'chi Asya Tohorin, when the next 9 Tohor days come, Chad Minayhu Haveshimor, the first of that of those, which we could call day 10 in our mind, that will be forbidden for relations, as it be it's Yom Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Day, and so the first day of that unit of nine is knocked out. Ushmeina L'Tashmish, the other 8 days are available for relations. So we had of those 18 days, 8 of them were available for Tashmish. Uviyoyim Yotes, when day 19 comes around, Havyat Chilas Nida, that's the beginning of a new Nida cycle, and that then V'chein L'Oilom Lo Tehei Zavo. And this cycle repeats itself again, and being that it repeats itself like that, every time the Nida days end, the first 2 days are sighting days, but immediately following them are 9 days of non-sighting. So she never becomes a Zava. A Zava is only if you have 3 consecutive sighting days during the Yemei Ziva, and you don't have that in this scenario. The next example, Asorium Utmeim Asorium Utmeim, 10 days of sighting, 10 days of no sighting. Well, right away you can see, when you talk about 10 days of sighting, that means the first 7 she becomes a Nida. The next 3 days make her into a Zava. So she needs to observe 7 clean days after that. So the those second unit of 10 days are going to be forbidden in relations. Vasoriyom of Torim, then she has another 10 days where there is no sighting. And again, there will be 10 days of sighting that will restart the Nida cycle with the 3 days of Zava Gedola and the need for 7 clean days. The result of this is that Yemei Shimusha Kimei Zivasa, the days that she will be allowed to have Tashmish are correspond to the days that she is classified as a Zava. So if we look in the Rashi, Yemei Shimusha Kimei Zivasa, Deme Asara Tameim, of the 10 Tomei days, Havu Zayin Nida V'Gimel Ziva. You'll have 7 of them are Nida days and 3 are Ziva days. Umeasora Tahurim, and from the next 10 days that are Tahar, Zayin Lisfira, 7 will be needed to be used for the clean days, the Gimel Latashmish, and 3 will be available for relations. So as you can see in the Rashis, we've dashed underlined the Gimel Ziva and Gimel Latashmish. Hare Yemei Shimush, Kimei Ziva. The days that are available for Tashmish correspond to the number of days that made her into a Zava. And this pattern will continue V'chein L'meo V'chein L'elef. This same pattern continues with regard to large numbers of alternating days. If you look in the Rashi, V'chein L'meo Temeim Shiva Yemei Nida, if you have 100 days of sighting, so the first 7 are the Nida days, the Kuhu Yemei Ziva, and the rest of them, another 93 days, will be Ziva days. And then, Umeya Tahirin, there will follow a unit of 100 Tahar days, non-sighting days, Zayin L'Sfira, the first 7 of those will be for the Nikiyim, for counting the Nikiyim, the clean days. The Kulu Latashmish, and the balance of that 100, which is the balance is 93 days of clean days that remain, will be Latashmish. So that you saw in this scenario that there were 93 Ziva days, 93 days she was seeing, that during which they're all Ziva days. And when the Tohar days come around, you see there are 93 days available for Tashmish. The chain le'elef, and the same relationship would be with regard to 1,000. So this is the end of the sixth perek of Nida. We now begin the seventh perek, Dam Hanida. The Mishnah features different things, different items that are tomei. items that are tomei, sometimes they're always going to be tomei when they're damp or fresh, but sometimes even when they are dry. We've broken the Mishnah down with an elaborate numbering system, and we'll try to explain it as we go along. Dam hanida ubesar hames, the actual blood itself that comes from anida, the blood that makes her into anida, and the flesh of a corpse flesh, mitamin lachen umitamin yevashin. They will generate tumah whether they are fresh, they're damp, or even if they're dry. Avol. Now, the opening part of the Mishnah, which describes things that are metame, lach, and yavish, we classified with a Roman numeral number 1, and used a small numbering system, 1 and 2, for the items themselves. Here we have Roman numeral number 2. This section of the Mishnah deals with things that are metame, lach, but not when they are yavish. Now, in this list, you'll notice that we have a lettering under there's a number 1, and then there's lettering. These first three, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, under number 1, are called Ma'ayonos Hazov. These are, we've learned about these things in previous Dapim. In our Masichta, these are different liquid emissions from a Zav that are themselves Tomei. These liquid emissions themselves, the material is Tomei, and they are Hazov, Vehania, Vehoroik. The Zov material itself, this is the flow that comes from the male organ, and Nia is possibly phlegm, and Rok, the saliva. Now, number 2, another item outside of Zov, Hasheretz, Vanavela, this is an unslaughtered dead animal, and Vashichvas Zera, semen. All of these things are Metamen Lachen Vein Metamen Yevashin. So that the way we broke down this section in our numberings is number 1 included Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. They were all part of Zav-related matters. 2 was Sheretz, 3 Nevela, and 4 Shechva Zera. Each one of those are separate items. They are Metama Lach and not Yovesh. V'im Yecholim Lahashroes V'lasu L'kamos Shehein. If they can be soaked, and in the soaking, they can soaking the dry things here and be restored to a situation of being fresh and flexible. So, metamin lachen u'metamin yevashin. Then they would be metama even when they are dry, because we're looking at them as potentially flexible. The kamohi shriyasan. How much is the soaking? This question really has two parts to it. In other words, what's the quality of the water and the time factor? So the answer is b'poshrin, lukewarm water, not hot water, and me'esles, a soaking for 24 hours. So that if you have something that would require hot water and or a soaking of more than 24 hours, they would not be considered lachen, even though if you would leave them in for more than 24 hours, they would regain their flexibility. Nevertheless, they're not viewed as such. Rabbi Yossi, you'll notice we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. If you parallel this with the arrow higher up, on the first line, you'll notice that this is pointing to the issue of the Basar Hames. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Basar Hames Yovesh, V'eino Yocho Lahashroiz, V'lachsu L'kamos Shehoya Tohor. Corpse flesh that is dry and cannot be restored to its original flexibility remains tohor. The Tanakama seemed to say that we don't care about that. Even if it's dry and cannot be restored, it is metame. Before we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading with a structural note. You see the use of triangles in our sugya. So the triangles are mekoros, these are sources, letumas, dam, nida, bechol, mine, matzavim. We're making reference to the nida blood as being metame under all kinds of different circumstances. So after this series of triangles, you'll notice an inverted triangle. You'll notice one over here, and there is another one at the top of Nun Hei Omed Aleph. These will be Kushios, Al Ha Dehishva Gemara Doma Leisha Nido Atzma. In the course of our sources here, we'll be seeing an attempt to parallel the blood to the woman herself. And the questions that will be raised in these inverted triangles will challenge that comparison. The Gemara, Minohani Mili, from where do we know that Dam Nido is Mitama, Bimaga Ubamasa, through contact and through carrying? When we speak about Masa, that means that you are supporting it, even though you might not be in physical direct contact, but it is above you, either it's in a container or on a tray, and you're carrying it or supporting it. From where do we know that the blood of the Nida does, it's that communicates Tumah through either contact or Masa? Omar Chizkiya d'makra v'hidva b'nida sa. Madve kamosa. Madve is the blood flow, is like the woman. Mahi mitama, just like the Nida herself is mitama, b'maga uva Masa. Af madve mitama, so to her flow, the blood. Ashkichon lach. Well, this shows us about the wet blood, because the word madve indicates something that's wet, that flows. Yovesh minolan. What about dry nida blood? Omar Rebbe Yitzchok Omar Kro. Rebbe Yitzchok quotes a pasuk yiyeh. The word yiyeh appears in the pasuk. Rashi quotes it dam yeh zova. It remains as it is, meaning that if it was just like when it was wet, it was metama lach, it was metama so too, it remains that way even when it's dry. The emo, well, we want to suggest hani mili balach v'nasi yovish. That may be true with blood that started out as being wet and then turned dry and then dried out. Yovish mikor menolon. What about nida blood that came out of the woman already coagulated, already dry? From where do we know that it will be metame v'mago v'masa? V'su ha'desnan. And furthermore, what about that which is taught in the following source? Hamapelis, a woman who miscarries, kamin klipo, something like a shell, kamin ofor, something like dirt, kamin saira, something like a hair, kamin yavchushin adumim, some type of red creatures, tatil l'mayim. Any of these dry type things, im nimochu, if they dissolve tume, then they are sources of tumah. Minolan, from where do I know that the tumah applies to all of these things that come out of the woman? Essentially, they come out from her dry, and it says here that if they are put in water and they dissolve, they will be a source of tumah. So these are examples of the topic of yovei shmikoro. How do we know that that tumah applies to them as well? The Gemara answers, yeh ribui hu. The word yeh serves to be is an inclusive expression, including even yavesh mikoro. At this point, the Gemara asks on the parallel, and you'll notice we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Above, the arrow points to the line where it says, ma hi metama, af madve metama. So we parallel the blood to the woman herself. Let's check this out. I ma hi oisa mishkov u'moshev letame odom u'letame begodem. Af doma nami oisa mishkov u'moshev letame odom u'letame begodem. A word of background to this, and even before that, we have a new marking scheme. We introduce here a house shape with the point facing up. This is the house shape here is a ma'akav. We have this indicated under our note in the margin, an attempt to keep track of the back and forth nature of this section. So with the point facing up, they represent kushios, and the point facing down, they represent shuvos, responses. We know that a woman who is a nida, if she sits on a bed or a chair, those who call it mishkov, a bed, moshav, a chair, in general, things designed for reclining, for resting and reclining, the bed, the bed or the chair will become a mishkav or moshav, which means they will metama a person or vessels that touch them. It's a very high level of tumah. It's an av hatumah. A nida's bed has that power. It becomes something that could be matama a person. Would you say the same thing about her blood? That if her blood is on a chair or on a bed and someone touches the bed, they will become tame. Let's read the words again. Imahi, from the inverted triangle. Imahi oise mishkavu moshev letame odom uletame begodim. That it makes the bed tame, to the extent that a person who touches it, he and the clothing he's wearing will become tame. Af domonami, the double underline highlights the expression af domonami, and we'll be using this later as well. Would you say the blood also? Aisa mishkav u'moshav l'tam odom u'l'tam begodim, that the blood on a bed would make the bed into such a thing as well? The Gemara says no, and it rejects that. Otu doma bar mishkav u'moshav hu, is blood something that needs to recline? People rest on beds and chairs. Blood doesn't rest on beds and chairs. It's not designed for something. It's not designed to need a bed. So on those grounds, on that logic, we reject the suggestion that the blood could make a mishkav u'moshav. The Gemara asks, don't be so quick to reject it. Uletameich even minugas. This is a stone that absorbed tumah. Tumas maga. In the case, for example, that a house experienced tsaras and the house is knocked down, so the stones of that house are stones that are menuga. That's called an evan hamenugas. And amongst the different rules that apply to it, it's like a mitzora. Just like a mitzvah, when you walk into a house together with a mitzvah, if you're in the you become tome. So too a mitzvah stone creates tuma if it's in the house together with people or vessels. So what about an evan munagas that's put on a bed? A mitzvah who's on a bed makes the bed into a mishkav u'moshav. What about the evan hamenugas? Does that make a mishkav u'moshav? So we're going to see very shortly that the evan hamenugas does not make a mishkav u'moshav only because there is a special pasuk to exclude it. But without the special pasuk to exclude it, the evan menugas would have made a mishkav u'moshav. Ah, what about the logic you used before, that something that's a stone doesn't need a bed? Something that doesn't need a bed wouldn't make a mishkav u'moshav. Here we see to the contrary, that if not for the special pasuk that we'll see shortly, if not for that special pasuk, then the evan hamenugas would have made a mishkav u'moshav, even though it's not a bar mishkav u'moshav. So we can reinstate the suggestion that the blood too could maybe make a mishkav u'moshav. So here the question: Uletameich, according to you, who tried to reject blood as a bar, as a making a mishkav moshav, because it's not a bar mishkav moshav, even munugas the mitzora stone bas mishkav moshav, he is it something that needs a bed? The itzderich krolimuti, that I should need a special pasuk to exclude it? The sanya, and here is all the background. Yochol tehei even. And by the way, we have a brackets here to make the reading a little easier. For if you were to just skip this this background section, you would read the Gemara as you would read the main part of the question is Evan Mugas Bas Mishkav u'Moshavi the Itzur Krol Lemuti. Do I need a special pasuk? And if you skip the bracketed section, you would pick up the reading second line from the bottom. Taimo Demate Krol. The only reason that the Evan Mugas does not create a Mishkav u'Moshav is because the Pasuk excluded it. Ha lav hochi metama. If not for that, it would have made a Mishkav u'Moshav. So wouldn't we say the same thing about the blood? Now, as we said, we go into the background that's contained in the Tanaic source within the brackets. Yochotei Evan Mugas Oysa Mishkav u'Moshav L'tam Odom L'tam Ibgodim. Would you say that an Eben HaMenugas could make a Mishkav U'Moshav to impart Tumah to a person and the clothing he's wearing? V'dinhu, logic would say yes. Uma Zav She'enu Metame B'Biyo Oise Mishkav U'Moshav L'Tam Odom L'Tame B'Godem. A Zav does not impart Tumah when he is in the same house as someone else. Biyo means entrance to a house. And yet the Zav, who has, is, we'll call him, has a, this lenient side to him, that he's not mitame bebiya through entrance to a house, he does make a Mishkav U'Moshav. Even Menugas, shemitame bebiya, an Even Menugas that has this stringency associated with that, it will mitame anyone who enters the house at a time when the Even Menugas is in the house. Certainly it should make a Mishkav U'Moshav. Talmud Lomar, so the Pasuk comes to tell me Hazov. Hazov velo Even Mugas. The word Hazov says a Zav makes Mishkav U'Moshav and not an Even HaMenugas. So now how do I know that an Even HaMenugas does not make a Mishkav U'Moshav? Taimo Dema Tekra. It's because we have a Pasuk that tells us that it doesn't. But as far as logic is concerned, ha lav hachi mitama. But without the pasuk, the Even HaMenugas would have made a Mishkav U'Moshav, even though it's not a bar Mishkav U'Moshav. Likewise, blood, even though it's not a bar Mishkav U'Moshav, maybe it makes a Mishkav U'Moshav. The Gemara answers, umino. From this very point, we will see the answer. Lav mi'amris, didn't you say hazov velo Even HaMenugas, that the posuk excluded the Even HaMenugas, the posuk hazov? Hachanami yomakro, so too here with regard to the nida and her blood, asher he yosheves olav. The posuk says that she makes he velo doma. She makes a bed, a mishkav u'moshav. He velo doma. The word he is exclusionary. He, the woman herself, and not her blood. Continuing at the top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, once again we're going to question the parallel that we made before between the woman and her blood. Ima hi metama beven mesamo, af madvenami metama beven mesamo. The case of Even Mesamo is, imagine a large boulder. A boulder is usually large, of course. And there's some clothing under the boulder. And on top of the boulder is a nida. She is on the top of the boulder, lying on the top of that rock. That is called the situation of Even Mesamo. Even Mesamo, the rule of Even Mesamo will tell us that the clothing under the rock, being that on top of the rock there is a nida, the clothing become tamei. So just like the rule of this phenomenon of Even Mesamo applies to the woman, would you say the same thing would apply to blood on top of the rock? Af mad venami metame Even Mesamo? Omar Ravashi. Ravashi answers, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'hanoisei oisam. That Pasuk appears, Rashi tells us, in the context of Mishkav Hazav, the bed of the Zav. And from that pasuk, we learn the din of Even Mesamo is taught in that context, and in that context we see here oisam equals miutahu. Miuta means we're coming to exclude other things. In other words, let's look at the Rashi together on the side right across from here. Anoisei oisam the mishkav hazav ksiv. This is in the context of the bed of a Zav. U'mishkav hazav haniso al Even Mesamo. If the bed of the Zav were on top of that boulder, and their clothing underneath the boulder, metame kelim shetachtel kelim meforesh peteres kohanim. As is explained in the Medrash, uksiv oisam, the word osam is in that pasuk. Ute dama, this word is exclusionary of the nida blood. That nida blood does not metame through Even Mesamo. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.